Let me, I'll read a text that Jonathan actually sent to the elders this morning. He says, "Brothers, I'm still sick. I strongly desire to be there tonight, but I feel it's best I stay home. Lord willing, Lizzie will come as she feels better," and she is here. "It will be such a good night. So many folks coming from Wichita from what I've heard." And here's what Jonathan says. "I sense great significance on the timing of all this, as it is the 3-year mark for the shift in leadership and wineskin here in El Dorado. Below is a short video from exactly 3 years ago this weekend. Sam commissions the body of believers, sends out and blesses the shepherds, and then commissions and blesses Lizzie and I with Luke and Savannah. He says, it was a powerful morning. You, the group of elders who are prophetically mentioned here before the group was even established. He says, I share this with you because I sense it will be a blessing to view the headwaters of this new wineskin called El Dorado Equip and see if the prophetic language 36 months ago stirs your heart as to what lies ahead for us in the years to come. And he says, I will be with you in spirit and via FaceTime. He says, love you all dearly." So,
good evening, church. This is our third take. Asher told me I can't be smiling when it starts, so I hope I did this right. Good evening and welcome to the last day of the year, the last evening of the year, and the last corporate meeting of the year. I was going to share a word tonight, but I am home sick and have been for a few days, but I wanted to get this out of my heart and share it with you. I wish I could be there with you all. I wanted to take just a few minutes to talk about the 3-year mark that we're in right now, the transition that's happening. In December of 2019, this weekend 3 years ago, we had a shift in season with our journey here as a body in El Dorado. A new wineskin, really new leadership, a new season for us. And shortly after this time, there came a transition in our name from New Life Equipping Ministry to El Dorado Equip, and our location where we were meeting in town to now outside of town. And then even to the day we were meeting on Saturdays and shifted to Sundays. So I want to talk more about that here in just a minute. But before I do, let me lay a little bit of a foundation for us, no pun intended, for what I believe is happening in this season. You guys remember that Jesus, of all the professions that he could have had, he was a carpenter. And he said in Matthew 16, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it." Jesus himself is building the church. Even right now, he says, "I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there's many rooms." And so he's actually building the new Jerusalem that's going to come down from heaven to earth. And it's being built by the carpenter man, the God man, Jesus Christ. You remember in Hebrews chapter 3, every house has a builder, and the builder of everything is God. But it says Jesus is of greater honor than Moses, just like the builder of the house has greater honor than the house itself. And so Jesus, the honored builder, is working among us right now to build up the church. And Paul calls himself in 1 Corinthians 3 a wise master builder who laid a foundation, he said, for the church there, which was Christ Jesus, he says. And now someone else was building upon it. He had left, but he says, someone else is building upon this foundation. Then he says, don't you know that you yourselves corporately are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? You together are that temple. And so Paul shows us, and he compares himself to Jesus as a builder, and he says, don't you see that the church is not brick and mortar? The church is people being built together. And we all know this. It says the church, the people of God, are built into a dwelling place for God. And 1 Timothy 3 tells us the church is the house of God. I believe the Vandenbergs are going to be there tonight. And whether they are or aren't, I just love them so much. One of Ryan's favorite passages was out of 1 Peter chapter 2, 4 through 5, where he talks about as you come to him, you, like living stones, are being built together into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. The Lord is building his church with people, you, y'all, us together, stone against stone, the walls being built up. Why is this? Well, Ephesians chapter 2 says it this way. In 19, it says, you know, are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also you are members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building, that's us, in him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in where God lives by his Spirit. This is just amazing to me. The Lord is building his church one step at a time, one person at a time, one stone at a time. Why? So that he can dwell among us. Well, what does this mean for us at El Dorado Equip? How does this apply to us here at this 36-month mark in our journey? The Lord really speaks to me through times and dates and seasons, and I really sense he's speaking to me and speaking to us right now. Well, a few weeks ago, I had mentioned after a worship set that we were in a curing season. And when you build houses, when you lay foundations, you can't start framing on the foundation right away after you pour it. You have to let that concrete cure for around 7 days. It's not fully cured for about a month, but you can start framing at the 7-day mark. Well, that's so that concrete can harden up, so nothing will be ruined when you start to bring framing to it. And the sense I had in my spirit that morning was that the Lord had many of you, and even us corporately, in a curing season. Meaning, there's a foundation that's been laid, a good foundation this last season. Jesus Christ himself is that foundation. And now in this next season, there's gonna be some framework that's coming into place. And not frame like lumber, think more like stonework. Really, more specifically, the Lord is strategically placing you and maybe placing some new people in the church for their assigned roles and their giftings so that the church would be built up. Again, we're not talking about an organization here. This is the people of God being brought in from near and far and given their assignments and their roles to walk that out. Why? Well, number one, Ephesians 2, for God to dwell in our midst corporately in a powerful way. As they said, they fell to their knees in 1 Corinthians 14, they confessed, surely God is among you. We want the presence of God in a powerful way to be manifest in our meetings. So that's Ephesians 2, number one, the church would be built so that Christ, so that God would dwell and manifest there in a powerful way. Number two, the church is built up because of Hebrews, or because of 1 Peter chapter 2, so that we as holy priests can offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Remember, we are, Romans 12, the living sacrifices offered to God, holy and pleasing to him. And this is our true and proper act of worship. So number one, the church is for God to dwell in our midst. And the church is unto God that we would offer sacrifices unto him. We'd minister unto him. And I tell you guys, this is a total paradigm shift, I believe, for what we've come out of in church history over the last few decades. We don't want to be seeker sensitive primarily. We want to be spirit sensitive primarily. We want to be sensitive to what is the Lord doing in our midst? What does the Lord want? Church is for God and church is unto God. And I promise you, the lost will come in. The walls must be built. The house must be built because the lost must come into the house of God. This is the last night of the year, and this is the last hour of human history. We're on the precipice here. The day of the Lord is close at hand, and he is building his church. So I'm excited about this next season. I'm excited about the framework. I'm excited about the foundation that's already been laid. I'm so grateful to all of y'all. I just miss you so much and love you. Blessings this night, and I will see you next year.